Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a place where you can come and receive an encouraging word from the Lord that will build up your faith and help you understand how to walk out your Christian life. Last week, I talked about life in the wilderness, and we looked at the children of Israel in the book of Exodus, what life was like in the wilderness for them, and what God wanted to teach them in the wilderness, and what God wanted to do in their lives in the wilderness. And we saw that many of the people of Israel backed away from the voice of God in the wilderness, but Moses, he pressed into the voice of God, pressed into knowing God more in the wilderness, and it says he became a friend of God, and he began to walk in God's power and ability. See, in the wilderness, we are kind of in the wilderness situation right now. We are facing challenges and difficulties that we've never faced before. And we can either pull back and be afraid or anxious or discouraged and all that, or we can press into God like Moses did, get to know God better, spend more time with God, and so we can grow in Him and grow in our faith. And so I've also been teaching on life in the wilderness and thriving in the wilderness in my podcast. I do a little video cast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a little 10-minute teaching called The Voice of Hope Today. I call it The Voice of Hope Today because it's for each day. The Voice of Hope is my radio program once a week in Kenya, Uganda. The Voice of Hope Today you find on the internet. It's on Facebook and on YouTube. And I've been talking about life in the wilderness and how to thrive and overcome in the wilderness. And you know, today I'm going to talk about stepping out in faith. And I'm going to start a series next week on my podcast, The Voice of Hope Today, a series about stepping out in faith. You know, I believe that we live in a day and time, like I said, we're in the wilderness, we're facing challenges. And God is requiring us to step out in faith. God is looking for people who will step out in faith. And we step out in faith by responding to the voice of God. See, in the wilderness, Moses learned how to hear the voice of God. In the wilderness, Moses became a friend of God. And so when you hear the voice of God, it enables you to step out in faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes out by hearing. Hearing who? Hearing God. And how do you learn to hear God? You learn to hear God by the word of God. See, part of the way we spend time with God is in His word. We spend time with God in worship, which I know many of you do. We spend time with God in prayer. And prayer is not just talking to God. Prayer is taking time to listen to God. God, what are you speaking to me? See, God wants to speak to us, and the way He speaks to us is that He just sometimes gives a little idea or quickens something in our spirit and speaks something to us. And then we need to act in faith on what we hear. But the most important way that we hear God is from the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, the Word of God tells us about God. You learn about God from His Word. And the Word gives us direction for our life. It teaches how to live our life, and the Word brings faith into our lives. And so if you're going to step out in faith, we need to be willing to spend time with God, worship God, hear God's voice, and learn God's Word. You may say, "Well, I have a hard time understanding it." Well, when you read God's Word, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Jesus said, "When I go away, I'm going to send a helper, the Holy Spirit, and He will teach you all things." And so the Holy Spirit will be here to teach you from the Word. And so when you read the Bible, just read a few verses, and I'd encourage you to start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, and read about Jesus. And when you read some of it, say, "Holy Spirit, what do you want to teach me from this?" And allow the Holy Spirit to quicken to you. When you go to church and you hear the pastor preach, it's important to go to church and hear the pastor preach. Say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to teach me from what the pastor's saying? And allow the Holy Spirit to make it alive to you. That's why we need to go to seminars sometimes and hear teaching of the Word, or go to a Bible school. Because as you grow in the Word, then you grow in your understanding and knowledge of God, and you're enabled you to hear the voice of God. So step out in faith. You need to hear the voice of God. And Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So we can't please God without faith. You know, we are born again by faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, we look in verse 8. It says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we're saved by faith. God gives us grace. Grace is divine enablement. We're saved by grace, but we have to have faith to be saved. You have to have faith in Jesus Christ. It's not what you do that gets you saved. It's what is Jesus Christ that gets you saved, and faith in him. In Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." So if you're not a believer today, the way you become a believer is to put your faith in Jesus Christ, and that he is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sin, and that he rose again to give you victory. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that means you're going to put your trust in him. You're going to give your life to him. Because if you have faith in somebody, you give your life to them. And so when you have faith in Jesus Christ, you give your life to him. And so it says, with one your heart you believe, and with your mouth confession is made to salvation. So if you've really accepted Christ as your Savior, you'll begin to talk about Jesus Christ. Confession just doesn't say I'm a Christian. No, confession is you talk about Jesus Christ, because Jesus becomes the center of your life. Jesus becomes the focus of your life. See, there's a change that happens when we're born again and become children of God. We are born again by faith, but we begin to walk out this Christian life with God. And Jesus becomes the center of our life. So back in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So you're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. You begin to confess that faith by talking about Jesus Christ. You make Jesus the center of your life. But if Jesus is the center of your life, you begin to do what Jesus asks you to do. You begin to do the works that he is calling us to do. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace and faith in Jesus Christ. But the manifestation of that salvation is we begin to live a Christian life. Our life is changed because of Jesus Christ. And so in the wilderness we're in, God is calling us to step out in faith. And that begins by putting faith in Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Savior, becoming born again. If you're in the wilderness, give your life to Jesus today. Say, "Jesus, I confess my sins before you. I accept you as my Savior. I give my life to you. I want to serve you the rest of my life." As you accept Jesus as your Savior, by his grace, he forgives you all your sins, and your life is changed. You become a new person in Christ Jesus. So the first step of faith is accepting Christ as your Savior and giving your life to Him because you trust Him. Then you begin to confess Him, talk about Him, and you begin to do the things that He asks you to do. And so Israel was in the wilderness because God wanted to show Himself in the wilderness. God showed His power to them in the wilderness. God gave them His word in the wilderness so they would grow up and be in Him. But Israel was not to stay in the wilderness. God was preparing Israel to come out of the wilderness into the promised land. See, when you're saved and accept Christ as your Savior, God wants to prepare you to come into all the great things He has promised for us in His Word. That's why you need to know the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we see that Israel had to move out of the wilderness into the promised land. And that took faith. See, in the wilderness, it did not take faith because God just gave them food to eat every day. God protected them. God gave them water. God gave them everything they needed. But to move into the promise of God, they had to have faith. And so we see in Joshua chapter 1, where they come to the border of the land of promise. They're getting ready to leave the wilderness. And God speaks to them in Joshua chapter 1 about faith. And God gives them three things about faith that we need to know. See, because they are leaving the wilderness where God has provided them, and they're getting ready to go in the promised land. Now, the promised land is a wonderful place, but the promised land has many giants and walled cities and many challenges. See, the promises of God, you have to claim the promises of God. You have to take hold of, you have to fight for the promises of God. And God was preparing Israel to fight for the promised land that He had given them. And so in Joshua 1:6, God says, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide the inheritance of the land which I swore to their fathers." So the first thing God says is have faith, be strong and courageous, because I'm going to give you what I promised you. So God is reaffirming His promise. He promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that He was going to give this land to them, and He was going to bless them in the land of promise. But they have been in the wilderness for 40 years. Now they need to change from thinking about wilderness, and they need to have courage to receive the promise God has for them. See, God has great and precious promises for us, but we need to step out in faith and move out of the wilderness to receive the promise of God by faith. The second thing He says in Joshua 1:7, it says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." So the second thing about faith is you have to do everything God tells you to do. Sometimes God tells you to do things that are very difficult to do, because they require faith. If it's something you can do yourself, it doesn't require faith. What God asks us to do requires faith. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, how God tests our faith. But He said, be strong, courageous, to do whatever the Word of God has told you to do. And if you do what the Word of God has told you to do, you will be prosperous wherever you go, and you will be successful. We see that in Psalms chapter 1. That those who meditate on the law of God day and night, David says, they're like a tree planted by rivers of living water. Their leaf never withers, and they always produce fruit in their season. Everything they do prospers. See, our focus is on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is not just an emotion. Faith is a trust in the God that we read about in the Bible by getting to know the God who brings us into the promised land. The last thing God tells Joshua is in Joshua 1:9. He says, "Have I not commanded you," this is command, "be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." The Lord is God is with you wherever you go. Why? Because you're observing the Word of God. See, the first thing they had to do was to observe the Word, to do everything that God had told them to do in His Word, in His law. Then He's with them. You see, God's not with you if you're doing what you want to do. See, you have to do what God wants you to do for God to be with you. You need to know the will of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you do that, you can have faith and not be afraid or dismayed because God will be with you. So God, we are facing wilderness situations, but God is wanting to bring us into the promised land. There are many challenges to coming into the promise, and the promises of God are yes and amen to everyone who believes, whether you're in Kenya or America or no matter where you live. God does not change. His word does not change. His promises do not change. And God wants to deliver you out of your wilderness situation, but you have to step out in faith and believe God to do it. You have to put into action what God is telling you to do. And God tests our faith. You know, for Israel, the first city they faced when they entered the promised land was Jericho. Jericho was the most powerful city in the promised land. It was the biggest city, had big, huge walls. It looked like it was impossible to do. And God asked them to do something that didn't make any sense at all. He didn't say attack the city. He said walk around the city once a day for 7 days. And on the seventh day, walk around the city 7th time and then give a great shout. And when you do, the walls of Jericho will fall down and you will defeat the city. See, now that's not the way we think. We think attack, no. See, God has specific ways for us to do things. And as they obeyed God and did what God told them to do, God gave them victory over the biggest city in Canaan, in the promised land, because they were obedient to God and did what He said. That was a test. If they wouldn't have done it God's way, they would not have defeated Jericho. See, God, we come out of the wilderness, sometimes we face the greatest test right at the beginning of coming into God's promise. God has promised good things for us, but sometimes the biggest test is right when we try to enter into the promise. And so I want to talk a few minutes in the final part of this program about stepping out of faith, about testing our faith. God tests our faith. And in, James chapter 2, James chapter 2, verse 20 through 24. James 2, 20 through 24. You can look, write it down, read it later. James says, but do you not know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Did you see that faith working together with works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, saying, Abraham believed God, and he was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works, not by faith only. So James is bringing out here the importance. If you have faith, you're going to do what God told you to do. And God tests our faith by, you read the stories of people in the Bible, God always tested their faith by obedience. You can see if you have faith, but if you don't have obedience, you really don't have faith, because faith requires obedience. And so we know the story of Abraham. Abraham was an old man. God had promised him to give him descendants like the stars of the sky, like the sand of the seashore. He had no children yet. And then finally, when he was an old man and Sarah was old, he was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old, and Sarah was a barren, never had a child, they had the child of miracle. A miracle child, Isaac, the one who was born in their old age when it was impossible to have a child. And then as Isaac got older to be a teenager, one day God spoke to Abraham and God said, I want you to sacrifice Isaac. This was their only son, the son of promise, the son in their old age, the son that everything was going to be fulfilled in. And God said, I want you to sacrifice your son on an altar. And Abraham obeyed God. The next morning, Abraham got up and he went up on the mountain with Isaac with no lamb to sacrifice, no sheep to sacrifice. And he goes up on the mount and he ties his son up on the altar, and he puts his son on the altar and is getting ready to sacrifice his son in obedience to God. Then the angel Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, stop, Abraham, because the Lord has seen that you will not withhold your son, your very own son. And then God caused a sheep to appear in the thicket, and they sacrificed the sheep. See, because Abraham was willing to sacrifice the very most important thing, the very thing God had promised him. You know, I found in my life that God will promise me something, and I begin to move in God's blessing and obedience to God, and then God will bring some challenge in my life that challenges the very thing that God promised me. And God wants to be our provision. God wants us not to focus on what he has promised us, but to focus on his faithfulness. God wants us to trust him even to the point where we're willing to sacrifice what is most important to us. And so let me just read that scripture verse in Genesis 22, 12 through 18. And God said, do not lay hand on your lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. So God says, you've proven your faith because you obeyed me. You showed your faith by your works. It says, then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. And he said, and it said to this day, the mountain of the Lord, it shall provide. Then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and not withheld your son, your only son, blessings will bless you. And multiply, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of the heaven and the sands of the seashore, and your descendants will possess the gates of their enemy, and in your seeds all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. See, God wants to speak blessing over you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to fulfill his promises to you. But you have to have faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as you begin to hear God's word, walk in God's word, listen to God's voice, obey what God tells you. James says, faith without works is dead. Abraham is the example of that. And you know, when Abraham was climbing up one side of the mountain with Isaac to sacrifice him, that ram or sheep was climbing up the other side of the mountain. You know, when we're walking in obedience to God, God's bringing his provision to us. See, God sees the future. As we walk in obedience into the future God has for us, God brings provision, everything we need from the future to where we are. But you see, it requires an act of obedience. Sometimes it requires sacrifice what is most important to us. Many times I've made great sacrifices to come into everything that God has for me. Sometimes I've given my last bit of money because God asked me to give it. Sometimes I have done things that have been very difficult for me to do. Because every time I've discovered when I, by faith, will obey God and make the sacrifice necessary. See, you can't enter the promised land. You have to be courageous and believe that what God has promised, he will give you. You have to be courageous and obey the voice of God. Know the word of God. Walk in the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. You have to have faith that God is with you and God will fulfill his promises in your life. See, God in our wilderness time, and we are in a wilderness time, God is wanting to raise up a generation of men and women who are not just Christians, but they are committed fully to Jesus Christ. They are believers. They have their faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 12, 24 and 25, John 12, 24 and 25, he says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. See, faith is not about us. Faith is not about what we can get. Faith is about God. Faith is about God's plans, God's purposes, God's desires, what God wants to accomplish. That is what faith is about. Some people want to use faith to see what they can get for themselves. That's not God faith. God faith is believing what God can do, what God wants to do. And in the process, you get blessed. See, Jesus said here, unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. See, part of faith and obedience is dying to ourselves, dying to what we want, dying to our desire, laying our Isaac on the altar, laying what's important to us on the altar in faith, knowing that God will accomplish his purposes and fulfill his plan. See, God wants to move us from the wilderness into the promised land. We have been in the wilderness, and God is raising up a generation of men and women of faith who are filled with the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, who will step out to accomplish what God has called us to do. God is raising up men and women around the world, men and women who are fully committed to him, who obey him that he can use for his glory. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 5. James 1, 2 through 5. James says there, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, God wants to develop his character in you. God wants to change you from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ. And he does that by testing your faith, by putting you in a place where you have to trust him. You know, I think in the book of Daniel, of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how that they had to stand before the great statue, and they were told to bow or they'd be thrown into the furnace of fire. But they refused to bow. They stood, even though they knew they could possibly die. They laid their lives on the line, and because of that, God delivered them, and they were promoted because they passed the test of faith. Today, I just want to encourage you on this Voice of Hope, and I encourage you to go to my podcast, The Voice of Hope Today, on Facebook and on YouTube. Because God is raising up a generation of men and women all over the world. I prayed together with some pastors today, and God is wanting to release his faith in your life. If you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, believe in Jesus. Jesus can deliver you if you give your life to him. If you're a believer today, I encourage you to lay down your life. Get into the Word. Allow God to transform your life, for faith to arise in your heart, for God to do what he desires to do in you. I just pray, Lord God, for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. I pray you encourage them by your Spirit. May they give their lives fully to you. May they pursue you with their whole heart. May they do what you ask them to do. And Lord, I pray that you will bless them and prosper them in all they do. Lord God, we just worship you today. We thank you that you are a great and mighty God. We exalt your name because your name is above every name. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. Invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope. May you have a good week walking with the Lord. God bless.